What's happening, everybody, and welcome back to another podcast episode. In today's episode, we're going to talk about why you don't always have to be losing weight on a diet. And I know, shock horror, it's like, what are you talking about? Like, surely that is the point of a diet, is because I want to lose weight. So if I'm on a diet, why would I not always want to be losing weight? I've got this goal weight in mind, where I want to get to. If I'm going to go on a diet, I want to be seeing results and I want to be losing weight. So that statement doesn't make any sense. Hear me out. Okay? So most people, they'll go on a diet. You'll go on that diet. You'll decide, I'm going to, you know, I've got a goal weight loss of 2 stone. Okay? And you'll start that diet. You might do it for 2, 4, 6 weeks, see the scales drop by however much, and then something in life happens that means that you can't fully focus on that diet, and there's too much going on, and you feel like it's an added stress and an added pressure, and those things that are happening in life mean that either you've got to go out and socialize more, or maybe they're stressful events and you want to come home and unwind with couple of glasses of wine and a tub of Ben and Jerry's, so your diet just has to go out the window. So you just completely go off the diet. So you're either on a diet losing weight for 6 weeks, or you are off a diet regaining weight that you've lost and more. And that's the cycle that a lot of people get stuck in. When I'm working with my clients, the idea is to help them lose weight whilst they're still living life. It's to help them navigate through all of the situations and scenarios that happen in life where you would normally just give up on your diet and just start regaining weight. But what we do is we find solutions to those things, because the only way you're ever going to get to your results is by not completely going off your diet all the time when something in life happens, like the school holidays come up, or one of the kids are off sick, or you're traveling for work, or you just got a really busy time at the moment. So what we do with clients is we implement 2 things. When we can, when possible, when they're in a good mindset, when they're on it, they're feeling like they're ready to drive for it, they haven't got much else to distract them in life at the moment, we focus on weight loss. We have them in a deficit, as big a deficit as we could possibly have them in, that, you know, it's not too much, too restrictive, still allows them to live life, enjoy themselves, but they'll start to see the scales drop. That could be 4, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever. It all depends on the individual. And then when one of these life things crop up that normally would result in them completely giving up on their diet, because they've either got to be losing weight or completely ruined and I may as well just stop what I was doing and then just end up regaining weight. The issue, then what we do with those clients, or sometimes it's like they've been in a deficit for 6 weeks, maybe they're starting to get a little bit of diet fatigue. So we think about maybe giving them a bit of a break. We then have what we call maintenance weeks. You might call it a cruise week or some other funky name. But essentially what we're doing is, after that person has dieted hard for 6 weeks, and let's just say they've lost 5 pounds in 6 weeks, and either life's happened, so it could be school holidays, it could be kids off school, it could be, Johnny, I'm traveling for work this week and my normal routine is going to be all over the place. It could be that they've just got diet fatigue. They've just got to the stage where they're like feeling a bit meh about the diet. Then it'll be, okay, well, I'll tell you what we do. We'll go through a bit of a maintenance phase. So instead of doing what you would normally do in this scenario and completely giving up on your diet, and then what people normally end up doing is regaining that 5 pounds they've just lost, and sometimes more, because the mindset they're in is, I failed that diet. And then they go on some crazy overconsumption of calories for however long, and they actually end up regaining the weight they lost and more, then making their job when they decide to go on a diet again harder, because now all of a sudden they've got more weight to lose. So they decide to be even stricter on the next diet, and this just goes round in a never-ending cycle. So we introduce these diet breaks. These could be for 2 weeks, a week, 4 weeks, it could even be 6 weeks. But what we do is we look to maintain that 5 pounds you've just lost. Now, with all my clients, I tell them, look, your weight is going to fluctuate up and down still, but we're going to try and sit within this new range, okay? And maintaining weight is one of the hardest things. But if we can just do that for the next 2 weeks while the kids are off school, let's not focus on losing weight. Let's focus on maintaining where we're at. Let's change this with your diet, bring the calories back up. You've got a little bit more room for flexibility there. Let's maybe not try and do 4 workouts this week. Let's just try and do one. Or maybe we don't focus on workouts this week and we focus more on steps or whatever. It all depends on the individual and the scenario. But we want to maintain where they are at. If they do lose any weight over that time, great. But what we don't want them to do is to start regaining the 5 pounds they've just lost over the last 6 weeks. There will be some weight gain, not fat gain, when you bring your calories up from a deficit. Say you were in a 500 calorie deficit. Now you're bringing yourself up to maintenance, which is adding those 500 calories back in. There will be some weight gain with that, but not fat gain. Okay? There'll be the weight gain from the fact that you're body is just contains more food, it's digesting more food all the time. The extra glycogen and that's stored within the muscle, which then draws in water, is going to make you weigh a little bit more. So when someone comes back up to maintenance, out of that 5 pounds, they could gain back a pound or two. But we would make sure that they understand that the reason why that's happened is because you've come up to maintenance and you're retaining more water. It's not because you've all of a sudden gained 2 pounds of body fat. Okay, it's because you're retaining a little bit more water purely from the extra consumption of food. Sometimes what that can actually do is by drawing glycogen into your muscles, it can actually make you look even leaner because now your muscles look a little bit more bigger and stronger, and that can actually make you look leaner than you did before. But anyway, back to the point. So we'll bring them to this kind of maintenance, focus on maintain it for a while. What happens is they can then go away and deal with that life scenario, with that school holidays or work or whatever, without the stress of thinking, how's my diet going? Am I losing weight? Without that added stress. And also, they're going to have a little bit of a re-energize from consuming some more calories for a little while. They're going to be able to go out for an extra meal, or they're just going to be able to socialize more without having to worry about that kind of thing. And what you do, and what I do with my clients, is this is kind of what we do then all year round. We're not looking to constantly be losing weight. You're not looking to constantly be in a deficit and constantly seeing the scales go down. Okay, so initially when I work with clients, we'll work together for 12 weeks. Let's say someone's got 3 stone to lose. We're not trying to lose that 3 stone in that 12 weeks. We're trying to lose some weight. But over that 12 weeks, what we're also trying to do is give them all the tools, teach them everything that they need to know about weight loss, work on the behaviors that have been stopping them from being able to lose weight in the past, the stumbling blocks that they've come up against, like these things in life that happen, giving them all the tools, the mindset that they need, the behavior changes that they need around food and in their daily life. This is what we work on and build on over those 12 weeks so that that person can then go on and continue those behaviors and those things that we've taught them and that way of dieting that we've decided works best for that person's lifestyle, and they continue on towards that three stone. A lot of clients choose to stay for longer than the 12 weeks, but we always just say the initial 12 weeks because it gives them a good good amount of time for us to work together to get some results and for them to see how it all works. And a lot of the time, most people want to stick around for longer because they've still got more stuff they want to achieve. And they realize the benefit of having that support in doing that. So what you want to do then is, let's say that person has like 2-3 stone to lose, is that you will, instead of thinking I'm going to try and lose that in the next 6 weeks, 12 weeks, it takes as long as it takes with as many of those maintenance breaks as you need to get you to that goal. But what will happen is you will get there faster than doing it the way you always used to do it. You will get there much quicker because before, now you will try and cram as that 3 stone weight loss into like 3 weeks. What will happen is it will become too hard, you'll get fed up with it, that thing in life will happen, and then you give up on that diet and then you go backwards, like we just said. When this approach, it's like diet hard for a little while. Okay, something's come up or you've got diet fatigue, have a little break, let's hold at maintenance. When you feel like you're in the right mindset and in the right position to focus, diet hard again for a little while, see those scales drop. Come back to a maintenance again when you feel like you need to. And you just continue that on until you get to your goal. And that's all that I do with my clients, is we continue that on until we get to that goal. And that 3 stone could take someone 12 months to get there. However, you're thinking, God, 12 months to lose that 3 stone, that's so long, that's a whole year. But the way you were doing it before, you never ever made it to that 3 stone. Because you're thinking, I'm going to try and achieve that in the next 6 weeks. And it never happens. When this approach, you actually get there. So you get there quicker than anything that you've tried before. Even though the things you've tried before have been for short periods of time and they promised this result in this amount of time, but you never actually get there. And you spend years trying to get there. When this approach, what I'm talking about, obviously, again, it all depends on the individual. Someone could have less to lose, they might achieve it in 12 weeks. Someone could take 6 months. Someone could take a year. Someone could take 2 years. All depends on the individual, their goals, how many things happen where they need to come back up to maintenance. But you know what the great thing is? You're constantly pushing forwards. So you did that first 6 weeks, lost 5 pounds, had a 3 week break at maintenance, but you're living life 5 pounds lighter and 5 pounds closer to your goal. Then you go on a diet again. This time you manage to last 12 weeks till you need that diet break. And you've lost another 7 pounds. So you've lost a stone, if my maths is correct. Probably not correct because I'm terrible at maths off the top of my head. But anyway, now, during that next maintenance phase, you're living life a stone lighter than you were before. And what that means is chances are clothes are feeling a bit better. People are starting to notice, they're starting to make comments on you look like you've lost weight, and that's starting to make you feel good about yourself. You're starting to see it in the mirror. You're starting to feel more confident, comfortable in your body. Then, you know, you have that other maintenance period sitting there at that stone. 3 weeks, could be the 6 week school, summer holiday, whatever. Then you go on that diet again and you push again. Then all of a sudden this time you lose another 5 pounds. And as you can see, this pattern just goes on until you get to your goal. But at each break point, you are closer to your goal and you are living life in a better position than you were before. And you're getting towards your goal. And it's a lot less stressful because you know what you're doing and you can actually see the results coming. And you know that, you know, at the moment being in a really strict diet is a bit tough, but doesn't mean that I've failed. It just means that I'm taking a bit of a break, bringing things to maintenance, hovering around here for a while. When I'm ready, when I feel like I'm in the zone again, I'll go back into that diet. It's about changing how you've always done it before. So when you're on a diet, it's not constantly about seeing the scales go down every single week. In actual fact, maintaining weight loss is the determining factor as to whether that diet was a success. You don't want to go on a diet just because you want to lose weight. That's not your only end goal. It's just gonna just I love going on diets because I love losing weight. And then what I love doing is I love regaining all of that weight. And then I love going on a diet again just so I can see myself lose that weight. No, you want to lose the 2 stone because how you think you're gonna feel once you've lost that 2 stone, healthier, happier, sexier, more confident, da 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 da. That's the reason why you want to lose the 2 stone. So you want to maintain that weight loss because you want to maintain feeling like that for as long as you possibly can. So weight maintenance is not a bad thing. If you've lost 5 pounds and you manage to maintain your weight for the next 4 weeks, that is a good thing because you're maintaining getting towards your goal and you're maintaining the feeling that you have been trying to chase. So don't always look at your diet and think, unless the scales are constantly going down, I'm not making any progress. Because as long as they're not drastically going back the other way and you start to see the numbers that you started at again because you've gone off the rails all the time, you're making progress and you're getting towards your goal. Now, thanks for listening to this episode. And obviously, if you do need help losing weight, then I can help you. Sorry, I was just focusing on the dog there for a minute. So I said that a bit weird because I was like thinking about something else whilst talking. Sometimes this podcasting on the go can be quite difficult because I'm looking at the dogs thinking, don't roll in that poo. But I don't want to say it because I don't want to go off track with what I'm talking about on the podcast. So sometimes I like do what I'm doing now, completely go off track. Anyway, so if you need help, if you need that support, that guidance, understanding how to go through those phases of losing weight, maintaining for a bit, losing weight, maintaining for a bit, and actually finally getting to the goal that you want to achieve, then head to the show notes. You can pop me an email. My email address is there. Or you can reach out to me on Instagram, pop me a DM. Let's have a little chat about what you're struggling with, what you need help with, and if my coaching is the right thing to help you. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next episode.